Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What if you could travel the world without the hassle of planning, navigating, or organizing your trip? Colette Guided Travel can make that happen. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo, inviting you on our upcoming tour in October 2020. This is a European tour of a lifetime, starting in London, taking in the incredible sights from Buckingham Palace to Big Ben. Take the Eurostar high-speed train to Paris, the City of Lights, and enjoy dinner at the Eiffel Tower. Continue on the Eurostar to Lucerne, one of Switzerland's most beautiful places. Then on to Venice, discover a floating city with iconic landmarks and centuries-old line canals dotted with gondolas. Tour Florence, the cradle of the Renaissance, and make a special visit to see the David, Michelangelo's masterpiece. Finally in Rome, bask in cultural treasures like the historic Colosseum and more. Don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime trip. Call 877-262-4489. That's 877-262-4489. That's why we travel Colette.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, they talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living opportunities, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you would like to join Linda Pellegrino on the show, contact them on their website at seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. Tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11, and now the Sunday morning edition on News Radio 930 WBEN.
The following is paid programming.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Sunday Morning Edition, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Everybody, Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. Thank you so much for tuning in to WBEN on our Saturday at 11 o'clock show, because you know what? What we talk about is really, really of importance to so many people. And that's why I love doing this show. We have a lot going on. Seniors are rocking and rolling here in Western New York. And now more than ever, with COVID hopefully moving into the backseat, some places are opening again, and we need to let you know about that. Now, we're going to get to that in just a second. But speaking of things opening again, guess what? Senior Radio Buffalo is going to be on the road again. If you haven't heard, we're going to continue our trip next year, the one in October that's called Treasures of Europe. That one is continuing. It will now be October 2021. But to get us back out on the road, we thought it would be fun to do something a bit more domestic. So we're going to start out on a trip through the Rocky Mountains on the Rocky Mountaineer train. And it is coming up April 28th through May 5th. That's about an 8-day trip. We're going to get flown to Vancouver. We're going to see Calgary, Lake Louise, Banff. It's a spectacular trip in the spring because all the new animal babies are born, and sometimes they come out to the tracks. And what's nice about the Rocky Mountaineer train is that they own their track system. We don't have to stay on a schedule with Amtrak or anything like that. So we can actually stop the train and see what's going on. Anyway, this is called Gold Leaf Service. We have incredible gourmet meals served on the train, breakfast and lunches. And then for dinner, we're already going to be stopped and at a hotel. So we'll be spending our nights and our evenings at beautiful hotels along the way. It doesn't get better than this. This is one of those train trips where you have a glass ceiling over the touring cars. And we probably only want to take 30 to 35 people. We already have people signed up because people want to go. So just assuming that Canada will be open and everything will be back on track, so to speak, we want you to call Travel Brilliant. And the lady who will help get you booked for this is Denise. and her number is 417-7824, 417-7824. It's going to be fun. And you know, if you're traveling with me, you don't handle baggage, you don't do things like that. We take you everywhere. All you have to do is relax and enjoy the trip. And that's the way we like it, because you know what? We're seniors and we're due. Now, speaking of our Hamburg seniors, did you know the Hamburg Senior Center is open? And we're going to be talking to Mark Collins, who is the recreation supervisor. And we've got Roseanne Wittrich, who is the senior program coordinator, standing by to let us know what that means now in lieu of COVID. So hi, folks. Nice that you're with us.
Good morning. Hi. Nice to hear you.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Our pleasure. Our pleasure. Mark, tell us about the Senior Center and what you have to offer people.
Well, we first opened up our Stay Fit Dining program for healthy meals for our seniors. We started off with a tray lunch about 6 weeks ago. And then after Labor Day, we upgraded to our bulk meals, where we serve the meals now, warming up on a plate and a little bit more restaurant-ish. The numbers were low at first. I think people were a little hesitant about what was going to happen, but we did all the COVID caring that we needed to do over here, and we got the numbers up, and we're back to about almost a quarter to a half of what we had before the pandemic.
All right, so they're coming back little by little. When people are coming in for a meal, do they need to call ahead, or do they just come?
They call ahead a week in advance. We take reservations on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday prior to the week they're coming, and let us know how many people are coming or what meal that they would like. And they can do that, like I said, on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
And that's basically so you can digest the numbers and keep everybody safe with where people will be sitting. And let me give everybody that phone number, just in case you don't have it, for the Hamburg Senior Center. It's 646-0665. That's 646-0665. Also, for those who really depend on your vans to get to a medical appointment, they're back up and running again, huh?
Yes, the vans are back up and running, and actually we did have the vans running continuously even after we shut down for some medical appointments that were necessary, but we went back up to full scale around Labor Day, doing medical appointments and bringing people to the senior community center, bringing them to the adult daycare, grocery shopping just opened up, and any personal things that they would need for transportation.
That's fine. That's great. And we want to let people know, in case they were waiting, that you're opening your aerobic classes in the workout room on September. That's Monday, the 28th, September 28th.
That is correct. We're opening up, like you said, on the 28th. It's reservation only. So if you do or are interested in coming, you need to call that 646-0665 number, and we can take reservations over the phone for either the aerobic classes or the workout room. Or we're trying to do some online reservation, too. Mm-hmm. And you can go to our website of Hamburg/youth/rec/seniors.com, and you can go through the prompts there and hopefully sign up online, and we'll go for that way too.
Absolutely. Now again, Roseanne Wittrich is also with us. She is the senior program coordinator, and Roseanne, I would have to imagine that your incredible adult daycare had to be, for the people who enjoyed that offering, had to be terribly disappointed when everything happened and their loved ones couldn't participate anymore. So tell us where you are now currently with your adult daycare.
Sure. We are operating Monday through Friday. Our hours are 9 to 4, 4:30. Folks can still come to half day or full day. And we are at half capacity. And we are, practicing social distancing. Where we're keeping folks safe, apart, wearing masks when needed, and we're still able to provide many elements of our program prior to COVID, as well as providing meal service and, most importantly, respite for the caregiver and family, which has, been extremely important, especially when being isolated at home for so long.
Let me ask you, Roseanne, is the adult daycare any extra as far as payment, or does that come with being a member of the Hamburg Senior Center?
So it is a fee-for-service, and it is a very cost-effective, affordable fee, might I add. Certainly, it is more cost-effective than having private duty in your home or You know, some families do have to resort down the line to placement.
Mm-hmm.
Our fee is $35 for a half day, and that's for 4 hours. And our full day is $50 for the full day, and that is for approximately seven and a half hours.
Wow. And I get, again, as you say, that is incredibly affordable compared to other alternatives. And that is so great that that's once again being offered. Are you seeing new people as well? And if people who are listening decide that they need that service, should they call the 646-0665 number?
Right now, we are welcoming back our previous participants. And with each week, we're getting more of those folks back. And if people are interested, they should contact us at 646-0255 for an assessment and a tour.
Fantastic. And there are also opportunities for caregivers, I understand.
That is correct. There is a caregiver support group. Right now, the caregiver support group is on pause because of COVID. It is held at a different facility, but we're hoping as time progresses and restrictions continue to ease, that will be up and running in no time to provide that support. But of course, there's always the opportunity to call us, and we can give tips and tricks and certainly refer to other resources such as the Alzheimer's Association, which is available 24/7.
That's great. Mark, I know you've been doing your best at the Hamburg Senior Center to stay in contact with all your participants. Certainly, I understand phone calls, emails, Facebook. Everybody is kind of getting into the flow of the new way of doing things so they don't miss anything.
Yes, that's the main way we've been keeping in contact. Obviously, the phone for many of our seniors is the easiest way. But an interesting little story, we had started our outdoor aerobics on Tuesdays and Thursdays about 6 weeks ago, and we tried to promote online registration. We had a little backlog on it. People were like, oh, I don't want it to be online. We had 30 people coming. When we started, we had 3 people doing it online. And when we just finished up today, actually, we had 24 people online registering for classes.
That's fantastic.
So it was great that they got used to it and, you know, the new way and actually signed up.
Oh, you know what? And we still have some beautiful weeks to come here in Western New York, especially with the leaves changing. We still have beautiful days where that's what you want to do. You want to get out and do your exercise. And as long as you're wearing your mask and you're socially distant, that's just a great way to go. Plus, you get to see everybody and to see them in person. But how great is that, that people who probably formerly maybe weren't comfortable with Zoom and all these offerings on the internet are now starting to get very familiar with these things, and this way they can take part in so much more.
Yes, and that's exactly what we were hoping for. Again, we had a little bit of, you know, people struggling through it, but they struggled through it. They reached out to their friends and family, learned how to do it, and they were able to do it as we knew they were. And now a lot of them are using the online to go forward with our indoor programming that we're running on Monday.
That's fantastic. So as we talked about, you're opening your aerobic classes and the workout room, the vans, your wonderful fleet of vans for medical appointments and general transportation have been up and going right through the pandemic. Your Stay Fit Dining is up and running. What else? Is there anything new that you're adding right now to the Hamburg Senior Center agenda that you'd like people to know about?
The only thing that was really new, and we tried to start it last year in the spring before, or we were planning on it when we shut down, is we started to do some outdoor shuffleboard that people were asking about, and also the beanbag toss. So some outdoor activities that was interested in terms of the active kind of things. So those two things were up and running. And then we also do like the COVID antibody testing. We have one coming up October 1st. Here, I think it's at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So that's obviously something new that we weren't planning on, but that's what we're offering now too.
That's fantastic. I can imagine that some people are, you know, still going to be a little hesitant to come back as often as they did just because of what's been happening. And now that we're actually getting into flu season, but it is so nice to know that the Hamburg Senior Center is starting to ramp up again. You are very COVID careful, especially the adult daycare. For so many people who depended on that, that is up and running as well. Mark Collins and Roseanne Wittrich, thank you so much from the Hamburg Senior Center. Let me leave everyone with your phone number again. It's 646-0665, or do log on to HamburgYouthRecSeniors.com.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
What if you could travel the world without the hassle of planning, navigating, or organizing your trip? Colette Guided Travel can make that happen. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo, inviting you on our upcoming tour in October 2020. This is a European tour of a lifetime, starting in London, taking in the incredible sights from Buckingham Palace to Big Ben. Take the Eurostar high-speed train to Paris, the City of Lights, and enjoy dinner at the Eiffel Tower. Continue on the Eurostar to Lucerne, one of Switzerland's most beautiful places. Then on to Venice, discover a floating city with iconic landmarks and centuries-old line canals dotted with gondolas. Tour Florence, the cradle of the Renaissance, and make a special visit to see the David, Michelangelo's masterpiece. Finally in Rome, bask in cultural treasures like the historic Colosseum and more. Don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime trip. Call 877-262-4489. That's 877-262-4489. That's why we travel Colette.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, they talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living opportunities, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you would like to join Linda Pellegrino on the show, contact them on their website at seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. Tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11, and now the Sunday morning edition on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino. I'm heading back to Europe with our senior radio listeners next October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer. Starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben. Then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris. We'll travel through the Swiss Alps to Lucerne, Switzerland. Continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer. Spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call to book now, 877-262-4489. That's 877-262-4489.
Good morning, everybody. Once again, welcome into Senior Radio Buffalo. So great to have you here on News Radio WBEN. I'm Linda Pellegrino, your host, and we've got some great information, very good information for you, because we're finding out that some of our senior centers through Erie County are now opening their dining rooms again. And we've had a lot of seniors who have been getting meals or just missing that service for a long time. So we'll hear about that on top of some new Medicare services that may come your way through the Erie County Senior Services. So who better to ask than Dave Schenck, who is the commissioner of Erie County Senior Services, and Bill Daniels, the coordinator of insurance, outreach, and counseling, Erie County Senior Services. Hey, guys, nice to have you back with us.
Morning, Linda.
Morning, Linda.
Great to have you here. I mentioned the dining program. That's fantastic. You already have some open and some on the way, right, guys?
Yeah, actually, we had to close them back in mid-March due to COVID. You know, we needed to keep our seniors safe. And then we temporarily put people, a lot of them, on home-delivered meals. And now we're trying to get the senior centers reopened. We're working with all the 48 different sites. 10 are already open. 6 are very close. And we're working with the other ones to help them in preparing the reopen plans, and things are going really good. We're really excited about that. We want to get our seniors back out and networking again.
Oh, I wish I had that applause sound effects. That's fantastic. So, folks, if you were used to going to your local Erie County Senior Center and you don't know if they've gone ahead and opened their dining room, call that main number at 858-8526 or call your local center and ask if they have reopened, if they are reopening, when they're reopening, because this is all now starting to happen. You will, of course, observe the social distancing and wearing a mask and all the protective things that you have to do. But we're kind of used to that now. And it's so worth it to be able to go and sit with friends again after so long to catch up. I don't think that'll be too much of a problem, guys.
Oh, yeah. Now, believe me, our seniors are very sturdy. You know, these are seniors that live in a northern climate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not freaking, you know, male. You know, they're definitely ready. They're able to get out there. They're hardy. And they definitely want to see each other. It's time to restart those in-person relationships again.
I think so. Now, also, we have the MIPA program that is out there, which will help people try to kind of fill in the gaps of what they're not getting with Medicare, correct?
Yes, MIPA is the Medicare Improvement Patient Provider Act, and it's been around since 2008. It's federally funded, and it's administered here in Erie County Senior Services, and Bill Daniels is our coordinator of the program.
Bill, maybe you can tell us what MIPA is all about, because I know it's a government program. You're not selling insurance.
Not at all. It is basically trying to help people stay healthy through preventive services.
Okay. And what are those preventive services?
For cancer screenings, for diabetes screenings are the two popular ones. Of course, flu shots are out there at no cost. Those are the three big ones.
And you would think that everybody's Medicare would be covering that, but you're finding out that that's just not the case in a lot of situations.
Well, a lot are, but it's kind of restricted.
Mm-hmm.
To receive depression screenings available. That's out there, which is growing in needs, unfortunately, at this time of year.
Yes. Tell us about the low-income subsidy program for a lot of people. They may not realize that that's available.
That is a program. It's also known as Extra Help. That provides assistance paying for prescription drugs.
Mm-hmm.
There is an income and resource cap to it, but you can get your medicine that might be several thousands of dollars.
Ugh.
For $8.90.
Wow.
For brand name.
Bill, you've been able to help a lot of people. Maybe you can tell us about a recent MIPA success story.
Recently, we were able to get someone who never enrolled in Medicare Part B because they didn't feel they would need it. And we were able to get the Medicare Savings Program, which is part of MIPA.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get the Medicare Savings Program, it gives you a special enrollment into Part B.
Mm-hmm.
Part B is for skilled care.
Right.
In addition to that,
mm-hmm.
once they got the Medicare Savings Program under MIPA, they were able to get the penalty excused. So they no longer had to pay a late enrollment penalty.
Wow, that's fantastic.
And they were able to enroll. Yeah, they were not subject to that. Able to enroll in Medicare Part B, even though they would not normally have an open enrollment.
That's fantastic. Now, Bill, you have a team of people that are helping you with this. So you can actually go ahead and start this counseling now. If people go ahead and call the number 858-8526 and say, you know, I heard them talking about MIPA on Senior Radio Buffalo. I want to know more about that. People will transfer you over to you or someone on your team, and you can walk them through it.
Yes, I also have some certified volunteers in the community,
mm-hmm.
Amber, Gamhurst, and Wanda. Okay, we're not doing face-to-face right now.
Right.
It's good to be able to talk to someone who's not trying to sell you something.
Oh, for sure.
That sales quote to me.
That's fantastic.
We'll tell you the advantages and disadvantages of each product.
Wow.
And let you decide.
Bill, how long have you been helping counsel people on making these decisions?
I've been doing this since 1984.
Wow. And you know what? No question is a bad question, because it's a very complicated thing, and you really do need expert help to make the right decisions.
Yeah, without being sold.
Right, right. We've talked about Medicare many times on Senior Radio, and I've spoken to people and said, you know, if you made your decision about what you were going to do in 5 minutes or 10 minutes, or you took your husband's plan, or you took the plan that your sister's got or your neighbor has, chances are you took the wrong plan. And unfortunately, you only find that out after you need a service that's not going to be paid for.
Correct.
Yeah, and it can be a very, very high price to pay. But this way, you can learn about these things ahead of time, because we do have an open enrollment coming up, and you may be the kind of person who needs to change your plan, and you can talk to them about that too.
Yes.
You see, also too, Linda, I think all the seniors out there that are listening, you know, if you're over 65, your situation doesn't always stay the same year after year. Your needs change.
Sure.
Your healthcare needs change. Mm-hmm. Whether it's now you're slipped into a depression due to COVID, you need mental health counseling, or let's say you're on a new medication, or maybe your current insurance company has changed the copay level to something that you believe is unreasonable for one of the meds that you have to have every day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time to go shopping. And, you know, Bill is your advocate. He reaches out every year to all the insurance companies and reviews all the plans that they offer that apply to this program. He compiles that all into one neat database, and when they do a pre-screening, they will talk to you about what things are most important to you, and then together you guys can determine which program is best for you. And again, Bill doesn't get a sales quota. I pay him the same thing every 2 weeks. Okay? Doesn't matter how many seniors he talks to, he gets the same paycheck.
Right.
And Bill, it's important for people to understand, maybe, like you say, if your lifestyle changes, maybe you've decided you're going to spend some time down in Florida, you have to check and make sure your Medicare plan is going to be able to cover you for something like that.
The Medicare Advantage, you would want something that has out-of-network coverage,
mm-hmm.
such as a PPO.
Yeah, and I think once you just get into the Medicare system, you forget about things like that. But those are very, very important things to make sure you're covered no matter where you go in the United States. And again, you just don't know these things. You have to talk with somebody who's an expert. And Bill Daniels is that expert. We're speaking with Dave Schenck from Erie County Senior Services and Bill Daniels, who is the coordinator of insurance, outreach, and counseling, Erie County Senior Services. And I want to give you the number, New York Connects of Erie County. This is a main number that you can call and say, I heard these folks talking on Senior Radio Buffalo, and I got to get some more information. 858-8526. That's 858-8526. Or by all means, if you're online, go to erie.gov/senior services. You're going to find out about tons of information that is there absolutely free for you. I'm Linda Pellegrino. You're listening to Senior Radio Buffalo.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Sunday Morning Edition, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Sunday for another episode of Senior Radio Sunday Morning Edition. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino. Senior Radio Buffalo has a mission to bring information and education to our active senior community. The show has been so successful that we're now adding a Call Linda line. If you would like information on any of our senior radio guests, have suggestions, or would like to participate in the show, give me a call. We want to hear from our listeners at 716-324-5222. That's 716-324-5222.
Call Linda, brought to you by Touching Hearts at Home.